What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Joshua in New York. Hello, Joshua. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just wanted to give a shout out. I'm going to be co-hosting a radio show on Revolution Radio between the hours of about 4 to 6 and pretty much anywhere after 12 almost. I'll be probably hopping on here and there. There's other spots. So that's Revolution Radio, A and B Studios. Check them both out, guys. And this is most likely my last time that I'll be calling the RBM channel and all that. And so my name is Joshua, guys, and look for me on Revolution Radio. Talk to you later.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. And getting on back to Black Lives Matter, they're having what they call the Week of Action. And during that week, they're teaching school children how to disrupt the nuclear family, and they're affirming transgenderism. And again, when you're an adult, I don't care what you do and which way you go and, you know, how whatever gets you, you know, satisfied, whatnot. But children should be left alone to evolve and develop on their own here and not be proselytized that they should want to be transgender or it's fashionable and trendy to be transgender. It really, it's very, very damaging. And students across the country, as young as kindergarten age, are learning that everybody gets to choose their own gender. No, you don't. It is set in the DNA. Okay? And also these same kids, kindergarten age, are receiving kid-friendly lessons on disrupting Western nuclear family dynamics. And they're basically trying to break up the nuclear family and make us all emotionally dependent on the government, which is not going to be operating in our best interest. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Bruce in Texas. Hello, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, you know, I was watching that series that came out on Discovery Channel, When We Left Earth, the NASA mission. You seen that?
No, I have not.
You have not? Okay. Well, can you take packages in your P.O. box there under donation?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to send it to you. How's that?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem. You should enjoy it. And it just struck me, I mean, how much had we advanced during the 60s, the 70s, and the 80s, and there were a few mishaps with the, a space shuttle, but it was working, and, it was under manufacture, and it was there, and then it was dropped. And then we had that return to Apollo program under Bush, and then Obama came in, and he cut that. And it just strikes me where we could be if we continued on with space exploration. And look at all the money that's been wasted on COVID compared to the budget that was spent on NASA.
Well,
can you imagine?
We're seeing space become privatized. The beauty of NASA and the race to the moon, it was the only technology incubator that was not involved with the military. And so what NASA was developing wasn't classified, it wasn't kept secret for 20 years. NASA had a program of getting these new technologies out to American businesses, and that was what fueled the technology boom of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And you're right, we should have kept going with that.
Yeah, well, until the regime changes again, I guess we're stuck, at least it's going somewhere, but we're just retracing the steps that have already been made thus far.
Even in the retracing of the steps, they're developing new ways of doing what was done before. And so I think, the downside of it being privatized is these companies will keep these technologies to themselves. And, but they are, it's still progress. And I would rather spend money on space than on war.
Yeah. Okay, I want to get to the main topic here, and that Alex Jones, Marco called in the other day, and he was upset because maybe it was me. Somebody said a crossword about Alex Jones.
Yeah.
And, you know, he takes a lot of bashing, but you know, he has a lot of followers too. And to be honest, I've been listening to him since 2008. Mm-hmm. So that's 14 years. I've had several of his videos. I've ordered from the InfoStore, you know, InfoWars store. But I've seen him turn in the last 8 years and just completely go about face on certain topics. Like, for instance, this morning he had on a Dr. Peter McCullough, and they talked about COVID, and there was a super interview. I mean, I recommend people go look for it in band.video and search for Dr. McCullough. Now, following that, he bashed that false flag statement by the, who was it, a DOD or a Department of State spokesman?
Yes.
Earlier, you touched him, yeah. Okay, and he said, well, I'm going to tell you what the real false flags are. And he went down the list, you know, Gleiwitz, which is debatable, but I'm not going to debate it right now. You know, where the Nazis set up a radio station in Poland, attacked it themselves, and put bodies out to start Poland, you know, start the invasion of Poland. Operation Ajax, the overthrow of the democratically elected Iranian government by the U.S., the CIA. The Gulf of Tonkin was staged. The Operation Northwoods, false flag operation or plan. I don't think it was ever carried out. Okay, now.
No, that one was canceled.
Yeah, canceled. But what he does not mention and what he covers in his video is that he used to hit on these topics. The bombing of the King David Hotel, the USS Liberty,
mm-hmm.
Oklahoma City, and 9/11. And then yesterday, he called Jonathan Greenblatt a Nazi for for what he's doing to what's her face over there on The View.
You know, oh, yeah.
And so,
Whoopi.
Yeah, yeah. So he, you know, he was, Adam Green has a clip of him admitting that a Mossad agent came to him in person and told him to stop talking about the Israeli connection to 9/11. And he actually did that on his show. So he's a, you know, there's one thing about being mistaken, and I'm mistaken from time to time. You are mistaken from time to time. I'm not going to say on what.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all practice intellectual, you know, integrity. This intellectual dishonesty, and he's carrying water for the people that are actually running our country right now and running it to the ground, actually the whole world. So that's where I have issues with Alex Jones. And I don't think it can be argued that he's doing that.
Well, yeah, you're right there. I mean, Alex, you know, when it comes to Israel, he very much soft pedals. And as I've told other callers, if you go over to YouTube, at least it should still be there. There was this video that Alex Jones did right at the start of his career, where he just said, you know, I'm a supporter of Israel, I believe in Israel, and, you know, that was basically the point at which, you know, his success started.
I think he's bought and paid for. I mean, what other explanation is there? Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks for taking my call.
All right. You've got it. Thank you for the call. We're going to go to Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I didn't think I'd be on here this soon, but I got a funny story, and I'd like to promote TLB Talk. I got on there, and I'm posting content. If people will go look for my profile, either searching TV10 Moorhead or Michael Williamson, it should show up. I can give you the exact address if you want it. But I just posted the video that I did before I called back on June the 9th, 2019, I think it was, a video of the caller ID here at the station at my studio got hacked, or they attempted to hack the voicemail system here because the entire National Religious Broadcasters Comcast voicemail was hacked. Mm-hmm. And so I called them up the Monday after this happened. The reason I noticed it was because it was June the 9th, and I was gone from the office on June the 7th. And I thought, oh, they finally called me back, because they had a lawsuit with a deadline of December 31st against all the social media that was suppressing conservatives, right?
Yes.
So somebody was motivated to hack their voicemail system. I left the voicemail back in January, like mid-January, because I couldn't figure out their website. And I said, you know, hey, I don't know how much I should contribute to join the National Religious Broadcasters, either as an individual or as a station. Please get back with me. And I gave them my email and my phone number. So on a Sunday morning at 2:33 a.m., somebody called from their 202 Washington area code number. Turns out that's a generic number that rings in down in 615 in Nashville for their whole phone system. So while I'm talking to this receptionist on Sunday morning, he's like, he gets it. He's like a Gen Xer or something. He's younger than me. And he immediately understood the technological implications of their entire voicemail system getting hacked. And while I'm talking to him, a system-wide text message goes out to the entire National Religious Broadcasters personnel saying, hey, we're working with Comcast. Our voicemail system was hacked. Well, he was like, I'm going to put you through to our CEO, and he's going to want to probably do a news story about that. Of course, it went to voicemail, mm-hmm. and I didn't hear from them. You know, I figured they'd call me back or email me or something, tell me when to call. So the next day, I'm looking online, and I see this message, or this, I'm researching this idea of voicemail getting hacked. Well, Mashable had an article in 2017, you lost all your passwords, and it's your voicemail's fault. And they talk about how once somebody hacks your voicemail, well, then they can use password recovery on anything else that they can find. If you've got that set, they just log in and say forgot password, or try to log in, say forgot password, send text message, right? So they've hacked, or voice message, they've hacked your voicemail, they get the recovery code, they're in your accounts. And so this was going on apparently for at least 5 months. They had the content of my voicemail message from January all the way to June. And I was, you know, I guess Comcast made a deal to cover it up because it never got covered, like we heard endlessly about the Democratic National Committee, you know, and their yeah. email hack. So this kind of stuff goes on all the time, and it gets covered up. Hospitals getting hacked, Allentown, Pennsylvania, Baltimore, Maryland, New Orleans, all these cities getting hacked and held for ransomware, and you barely hear about it. And I read your section on your webpage called, you know, the Computers Internet Security section all the time, and I challenge people to read that. I say, you need to read this. Read it for 6 weeks, and you will change everything you're invested in.
Yep.
There's just no security. The Internet is, and all these back doors from Israel and the Talpiot program, what is secure?
Anything? Well, nothing is really secure, and, you know, we recently found out that WhatsApp has a backdoor because the police were using intercepted WhatsApp messages in a criminal case. And it's like I said in my challenge to the NSA, if you really want secure communications, you've got to write it yourself.
That's true.
Yep.
Well, real quick, another humorous story is somebody I know had to go get a COVID test. They'd done home tests, and they were already clear of the virus, but they needed to go see a specialist. So the healthcare system demanded that they get a official test from a health, you know, the local healthcare system. And the guy, before he puts the swab in this person's nose, said, now, I've checked this. This doesn't have any nanotechnology or carbon nano. And she laughs about it and says, and then he goes, you know, it's only a conspiracy theory until it isn't.
Yes, that's a good phrase.
Check my TLB Talk profile and get on there, guys, and especially people that want to argue. That would be great for some of these people that call in on your show and try to foo-foo stuff. And flat earthers, get on there. I'll have an argument with you.
All right. Well, you know, that'll take up a lot of your time there. And,
well, no, I've already preloaded some graphics and stuff for that. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, thank you very much for the All phone right. call, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, good day, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Mike, you hear me?
Oh, good. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike, yeah, here's what's on my mind. First off, what's going on here in South Florida, but before I go there, I want to talk about Mark Zuckerberg.
Yep.
This guy lost what? Now, see, I looked at two websites, Mike. One said he lost $200 billion. Another one saying he lost $175 billion, so I don't want the number. So the same two websites are saying that Jeff Bezos made $20 billion yesterday, and another website said he made $22 billion. Even the conservative networks can't even get the figures right. Was it $20 billion? Was it $22 billion? Was it $200 billion? Was it $100? Whatever the case. But they're all rich schmucks, most of them. And most of these people are Zog. Okay, we know that. You got this
yep.
Bloomberg, Zuckerberg, all these other Berg, Disberg, Feinstein, and Nistine, and, I mean, Diane Feinstein. I mean, what's that Barbara Boxer? I mean, Mike, all these people are getting all these filthy rich for what? What are they doing all this damn money except turning the country communist? So, anyway, but before I go, I'm going to go back to the Miami story. And by the way, I'll go on immigration too in a minute, Mike. But Mike, did you hear the latest? What's going on? And now I want to go back to Zuckerberg. So, what do you think, Mike? First off, what's going on with Zuckerberg about the money he lost yesterday with that new thing he has going on?
Well, you know, most of his wealth, most of the, when you're talking about the billionaires, it's not like they have the money in a giant money bin like Scrooge McDuck. It's basically, you know, an estimate of what their equity holdings are. And that may be why there is a disparity in just how much he lost, because different people are using different formulas to try and calculate that. It's a theoretical number. It's not like Zuckerberg is going to miss any meals or anything.
Right. Well, you know, Bezos made $20 billion in a day, so, you know, I don't know that world of finance like a lot of people that call in your show, but, I mean, one guy's making $20 billion, another guy's losing $200 billion. It's nuts to me. And you have these Vine trying to take out Trump here in Florida, spending $200 million, which was Steyer, Tom Steyer, and Bloomberg, and all these other schmucks teaming up to take Trump out to steal the state of Florida, but it was too overwhelming for Florida to go blue because they knew that would have been all a civil war. Because everybody I talked to during that time was voting for Trump. But anyway, Mike, let's go back to now to Miami. Have you heard the latest, Mike, about the black football coach for the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, the one who was he's accusing the owner of offering him bribes to deliberately lose games.
Yeah, Mike. So let's go to that scenario now, Mike. You got a black yep. NFL head coach telling a Zionist Jewish owner that you're telling him to fix the games. So, Mike, does it not tell everybody that the games can be fixed at any time, even the Super Bowl? I mean, the way this is sounding in the Miami Herald, Mike, the way this is coming out in the Miami Herald, I can tell you, get a copy. Mike, it's like this guy, Flores, ready to spill all the black beans on this whole mess, because this guy's basically saying they throw the game. You know, the Dolphins won like 8 games in a row. And he was basically told to throw the game, and the Dolphins player said, no, we're going to keep winning as long as we can. And we're making the playoffs. And I'm starting to say to myself, I've been saying this for years, I'm starting to look at sports like they're basically rigged. They're fixed. Boxing used to be. So Flores is putting his noose. I mean, he's really opening a can of worms here, Mike.
Yes,
so
he is.
He's basically accusing the NFL of malfeasance as far as these games can all be fixed. I can take one player out, say he's not hurt, but he's put him on injured list, saying, oh, he's hurt, but he actually is okay to play. And I don't know what to think about this, man. Because this guy, the way these stories are going here in the South Florida papers, is there's a big poo-poo going on with the NFL, Mike.
Yeah.
And then you got they're making another documentary about this idiot Colin Kaepernick, the kneeler. You know, the one that hates America. Well, why doesn't he go to live in Israel? Or, you know, somewhere else he hates this country so much. It did him so bad. He got $15 million 1 year out of the 49ers organization. So, you know, this is all a bunch of hypocrites, Mike. That's what it is. We got a bunch of hypocritical imbeciles, and especially in power, like bumbling buffoon Biden, that imbecile, allowing 2.5 million illegals to get into our country, Mike. That's a massive takeover of our government. And they're still pouring
it
here,
is.
Mike.
It's an invasion.
They want everything for free. Huh?
You know, I mean, Biden's out there talking about inviolate borders of Ukraine. How about the borders of the United States? Shouldn't they be inviolate?
Exactly. We shouldn't have no business in Ukraine. Ukraine has nothing to do. Those are white Russians that are going to take over what they think is theirs. Okay? Now, we're being annihilated. This Russia is getting stronger by the day. They have an oil pipeline going all over Europe now, Germany. And now they say, well, we could have beat the Russians unless we had Germany on our side. What hypocrites, Mike. What nonsense. Here, you know, I don't want to get into World War II, Mike. That's another whole show. But, I mean, what they've done with and how they made the Germans into a bunch of cowering wimps in the last 60 years is disgraceful.
Okay, really, well, Tom, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want
to
be a pirate.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I wanted to follow up on what Tom was just talking about with the sports and the NFL and money in the media and all that. My wife and I have been, for several decades, been season ticket holders, either to the Clippers or the Lakers, and we would alternate because I'm not particularly a Laker fan, but she is, and I like the Clippers in L.A. But it's very expensive. It's really expensive to do it.
Yes.
And I used to go to games a year, and it's also time-consuming and the traffic in the parking, but nevertheless. So here's the point I wanted to make. Like, as a long-term fan, a committed fan, I don't even watch it anymore. And we're talking about, I can't tell you how many thousands of dollars I've poured down that sinkhole. The reason why I don't watch it is the same thing that Tom was talking about with Flores with the Dolphins, where they would, and this has happened really the past couple of years especially, like you pay all this money, you pay to see LeBron James or whoever the big stars on every team, right?
Right.
And now they have a thing where they can sit out. They will sit out because they want to save their body and blah, blah, blah. They're like taking a day off. Never used to happen. They played all 82 games, and you could rely on, you paid for those tickets and those stars would be on the court. But you can't even do that anymore. So you pay big money. The people who aren't the season ticket holders pay the money expecting to see LeBron or whoever, Steph Curry or whoever it might be. And they might want to take the night off, right? And
yeah.
So you're watching some second teamer or whatever. And so, by the way, because they can do that, you can manipulate it for gambling because you really
don't know
when they're going to be playing or not, right? You know, but they don't announce that ahead of time. So the other thing is that, and this has been going on for the last couple of years too, in the NBA, the worst teams, accumulate ping pong balls that go into like a lottery thing.
Yes.
And if you lose so many games, you have more ping pong balls that they can draw out of this lottery basket, and that way your chances of getting the number one pick in the draft go up. So after the All-Star game, which, by the way, the All-Star game's coming up, right, might be this weekend now, since
okay.
I don't cover follow it anymore. You can pick the teams that are mathematically impossible to make the playoffs. And those teams then, the owners, or I'm sure it's the owners, will then play not to win. So what they will do is they'll make strategic they'll pull a guy out and replace him at times the way that they do their work their roster in a game. They'll sit guys down and they'll try, what they'll do is they'll try to lose games in order to get the ping pong balls to get these, especially the small market teams that they need these big stars to get drafted, the number one or the number two draft, to drive up the ticket prices and get butts in the seat for the next year. So for a whole half a year then, wins for the teams that win, well, what does a win mean if the other team is trying to lose, right?
Yeah.
So, and then on top of that, there's the politics of all these guys with, Black Lives Matter and equity and all this stuff that they're wearing on their jerseys or what have you. I just, after having, been so committed to this for so many years, I couldn't take it anymore. The last two years, I don't even watch it on TV.
Yeah.
But it's all rigged, and I want to point out to people who are doing this, look at who owns, Disney owns ESPN, right? Who is
yes.
Disney controlled by, right? Who owns all these teams? Like Tom was absolutely right. Miami, Jewish owner. You name it, Clippers, Jewish, you name the sport or the team, at least in the NFL and the NBA, and the owners are Jewish. And then you look at the sportscasters. Of course, they're all working for the Jewish-controlled, NBC Sports or ESPN especially or Fox Sports or what have you. They're all, those are all Jewish venues in the media, and there's an over-representative representation of Jewish sportscasters. There's not a lot of ex-Jewish athletes, that's for sure.
That's true. Anyway, Peter, we're out of time. I've got to take a commercial break. Thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How come they're hassling Whoopi? Her last name is Goldberg. It should be hassling her.
That's not her real name. That's not her real name.
I know. Okay. Her mother chose that for her because her mother knew she'd get more parts in Hollywood.
That's kind of a joke.
I was joking.
Yeah. No, Whoopi Goldberg's real name is Karen Johnson.
Okay.
Okay.
Pretty mundane name.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, also I wanted to say to Peter, go to the website, thesixisin.net. That's Ryan Toohey wrote the book, The Six is In. He now has a new book out called Larceny Games. You'd be interested in that.
Okay.
So, and also, since I have Russian DNA, I'm going to call all Spetsnaz living in America. Please report to the southern border. Please report to the southern border. We need help.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
those guys don't mess
around.
That's
the only way we can get it. Let's get those Russian Spetsnaz that are in America and get them down there on the southern border. don't know what to do. So now everybody knows I am a Russian asset.
Yeah, well, they probably think I'm a Russian asset, too, because I think war with Russia is a bad idea.
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay.
It's your own nation first.
Yes.
Before you start messing with other people. And did I hear right that that Biden's going to send $100 million over to China for some reason?
I did not hear that particular story.
I thought I heard that on One America News. I was listening closer. I'm like, well, why in the heck are we sending
America
money
News
over
here
there?
On my office TV, but, you know, obviously during the show, I just have the closed caption text on.
Right, right. So.
Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to throw out those few things on a Friday night. I was hoping to make a joke about the Goldberg thing.
Ah, okay. Well,
I guess I'm not much of a comedian.
Well, you know, I used to think I was, but I'm not. Anyway, Laura, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to go to Charles in St. Pete. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I just wanted you to be on the look at it. The truthseeker.co.uk and one of its new videos, an interview with Justin Trudeau's half-brother. Boy, is he... Boy, he's for the convoy truckers and everything. He's just completely 180 from Trudeau. And he said that Trudeau should stop lying. He's also talking about his mother, you know, what trouble she is. He's completely opposite of the rest of the family, I guess. It's an interesting 15-minute interview, I think. That's all. I just wanted to bring that up.
All right. All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. All right. We're going to go to Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
All right. First and foremost, I want to apologize to you, Michael, for, you know, going back and forth with rants. It's out of character for me.
Okay.
I guess where I want, my position to be clarified with everybody, is the fact, I understand, that Israel is an apartheid state. I understand, all the, a lot of the, bad things that are happening to us, here in this country are tied to them and things like that. But they're really 2% of our population. And when you sit here and you think about things, like the Chabad of Lubavitch and all that stuff, and, the plan to enslave Christians and all that stuff. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, when we can't even, come together, and then we always have, this, grandiose moment, dude, of what channel is better, who's the whole who wants to be the master conspiracy theorist thing. I mean, we are on the cusp of becoming the new normies and all that stuff, in the grand scheme of things, because we've awakened people so much, in such a short period of time. I mean, we sit here and we forget, what's, in front of us and all that stuff. I mean, I was under, the feeling, dude, that Donald Trump should have ripped up the Republican pledge, in 2015 and said, look, I'm running without you guys. I don't like the fact, dude, that this new brand of Republicanism is being demonized by, the old guard, blue blood, establishment New Yorkers and the elite class and all that stuff. I mean, this is the whole thing. We were supposed to be, have had a reformation in the Republican Party, and now all you get all of these neocons like Kinzinger and you know what I'm saying. Basically,
yeah, I know what you're saying.
They're essentially Democrats and all that stuff. But to normie world and all that stuff, they don't see the propaganda, dude, that these Republicans, dude, are not, with us or anything like that. And they're trying to bring us back, into the establishment fold. But getting back, dude, to the, you know, the main plight at hand, you know, people, dude, who want to fight, dude, the Chabad, Lubavitch, and all that stuff, you know, at this point in time, you guys, I mean, if you think, dude, that the conspiracy, you know, people, dude, are a fringe minority, they are even more of a fringe minority, man. You know, okay, in the grand scheme of things. Look, when you ask somebody out on the streets, hey, do you know anything about the Chabad Lubavitch? Hey, do you know, that the Jewish people, dude, you know, the end game, dude, is that they want to enslave you, while the Arabs, dude, want to, I mean, the Muslims want to enslave both of us? I mean, you know, how are you going to get things done, dude, you know, in this country? We're on the cusp of being able, dude, to, you know, forge, you know, a new renaissance, you know, so to speak, you know, where, you know, we can sit here and think about how we can change things. You know, I mean, I'm trying to figure out, dude, who the person was, dude, who said it, but, you know, the best way, dude, to create change, dude, is to show people a way, dude, to make the old system obsolete and all that stuff, man. And all of the things, dude, that Alex Jones, dude, has done, dude, over the years, despite him, you know, saying some of these things, dude, you know, like I was an actor and things like that. I mean, there's propaganda with that too. I mean, there's an interview of some guy named Aaron Russo, dude, out there on the internet, dude, where he talks about, you know, being a club owner, you know, in Chicago when the Democrat convention happened, and how, you know, the Mayor Daley, you know, in Chicago, dude, you know, basically came up to him and said, look, dude, you're going to give us $2,000 a month, and, you know, this is, you know, basically extorting him. And extortion, dude, is the reality and all that stuff, you know, and these things happen. And, you know, I'm not going to sit here and you know, take up, dude, for, you know, things that Jones has said, but he's activated the movement for people, dude, to get out in the streets. He's had all of these guests on before, you know, most of these, you know, these alternative stations, you know, made these people popular. I mean, Jones had all these doctors on, all of these people. I mean, we would have never known, you know, that Hillary was having coughing fits and you know, falling over, dude, and the whole meat slab wagon thing if agents, dude, didn't come up to InfoWars reporters and said, look, dude, you know, we got this dirt on Hillary, dude, but, you know, we, you know, Fox News won't
Marco,
touch it,
Marco,
CNN
Marco.
Won't touch it.
Marco, I got to bust in on you here a little bit. First of all, some guy named Aaron Russo. Aaron Russo was a producer. He produced the Eddie Murphy movie Trading Places. He also produced and directed a documentary, America from Freedom to Fascism, which is very well known all over the net. As far as Hillary's coughing fits, that came from a multitude of sources, and not just InfoWars and Alex Jones. People were simply watching when she was on TV, and she'd get these coughing fits, and a lot of people captured those videos that way.
Do you forget, dude, you know, how people, dude, were chanting Bill Clinton is a rapist, and all of these grassroots movements? You know, it's the movement. Who cares who wants to be the biggest conspiracy theorist or anything like that? I want to be mainstream. I don't want to sit here and have to sit here and fight with other conservatives and be like, oh, dude, that's all conspiracy talk, New World Order. Yeah, that doesn't exist and all that stuff. I mean, you still got people out there doing this despite, you know, everything. And you know, and it's like, all right, do you want to marginalize yourself even more and all that stuff? Because, you know, what's going to wind up happening is this, is that the government, dude, is going to crack down on all of us, and then everybody, dude, who is like, you know, a half-bent sitting person is going to turn and join the establishment because it's easy to roll over and then bring everybody down with them. And that's
okay,
what I
so
sat
what's
there
your
and
suggestion?
I felt like that day,
what's
dude, when,
your, what is
you know,
your
I
suggestion?
Had called your show.
What is your suggestion?
Dude, the suggestion is that people need to do the things that they can do to try to help, dude, you know, what is it called, dude? There's like, you know, an A problem, which is simple, and then a B problem, dude, which takes a little bit more resolve, and then there's a C problem that is just way out there. We need people, dude, inventing the C problems and things like that, man, because the only way, dude, that you can get rid of all this is to be out doing things. You know, it gets past the point where you get tired of complaining. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
Yeah.
And you can report the news and things like that. When you sit here and you know that things are going on the way that we do. I mean, yeah, I'm a young man. I mean, I'm only 36. And you know, I'm sitting there, and I'm just sitting there, and it's just like, all right, you know, I've known freedom, you know, my entire life. And I sit here and I try to point out to people, dude, the very fact, dude, that people are getting censored in this country, dude, you know, is a problem. Because, you know, it's not the things that we do.
I agree with you on that one. You know, we're being censored. It's like I said earlier in the show, the Civil War has already started. So far, it's confined to cyberspace, which would be my preference to having people in the street shooting each other. Anyway, Marco, we're getting short on time, and I would like to move on to another caller and try and get some more news in there. So thank you very much. We have some open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Eric in Connecticut. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How are you tonight?
I'm fine.
Good to hear how well you're doing in your new location.
Thank you.
And I'd really like to thank you for your website.
Thank you.
You know, it's just great to, you know, update myself at any time during the day. And I really haven't caught your show for a long time. But, again, very informative. And I like to hear other people's voices. This is... the positive part about your show, you give everyone a voice, and you're very patient with them, which you do not hear on radio shows or in any other kind of medium. Especially, I'm a big C-SPAN watcher, and oh, you want to hear me yell, but I'm sure we all do in the back of our minds and in our rooms. And, a lot of people, we just really need to get our voices out there. And masks.
Well, we need to start talking to each other.
So
I mean,
hear
you know,
our voices.
Yeah, they're
and,
trying
and Mike,
to shut
I really
down.
Appreciate your show again. And thank
well,
you
thank
so much
you very
for
much. Thank you very much. The important thing right now is that everybody talk with everybody else, because that is the one form of communication among Americans that the government is not able to control and censor. I think they tried to do it with all this mask and social distancing nonsense, but that has pretty much failed. And, you know, go back to just talking with other people and, you know, ask them a question. Do you think things are going great in this country? And don't overwhelm them. Don't try and prove how much you know. And, you know, just be very gentle, you know, one topic at a time here. You're not going to push anybody across that bridge to the truth. You have to stand on the other side and beckon them over. So anyway, thank you for the call here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252, and I'm going to sneak some news in here. Governor Kristi Noem has now signed the bill banning boys from competing in girls' sports. So common sense is finally starting to break out there. And getting on back to what is going on with education, there was this proposed sex education program for grades 6 through 12 in Rhode Island that is teaching about pleasure-based sexual relations. And, you know, in other words, you know, sex for fun, and they're promoting this to grades 6 through 12. And to nobody's surprise, parents and politicians are sounding off, saying, no, that's not what school is supposed to be doing. Okay, now, a little bit earlier in this week, there was this New York college professor. This was the University of New York at Fredonia, and was a philosophy professor, Stephen Karshner, defended pedophilia and basically said he was in favor of sex between adults and young children. And in the clip, he said, it's not obvious to me that it is, in fact, wrong for adults to have sex with willing children. And he said the notion that it's wrong, even with a one-year-old, is not quite obvious. Now, there was a huge, huge backlash. And the good news is the professor has now been stripped of all contact with students, and he's now banned from campus. And thank goodness for that. You know, again, children should be allowed to be children for as long as they can and allowed to grow and mature on their own and figure out their own lives, not have it sold to them as the latest fashion trend. Okay. Now, the Biden administration is now trying to use the Constitution to make it easier for little boys to become little girls. And Biden is trying to pass a bill using existing anti-discrimination laws to make it illegal to deny a sex change operation to a minor. And, of course, all this nonsense will make tons of money for the medical industrial complex, which apparently has no problems with mutilating children if there is a fast buck in it. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war, who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preaching man wags his head while the rich man.
Welcome back to our show here, final segment on this Powhana Friday. And up in Ontario, there is a school district. It's the Waterloo Region District. They're now facing charges of censorship because they shut down a teacher's presentation to the group. Now, the teacher, Carolyn Burjowski, was talking about publications that were in the school libraries, going all the way from kindergarten to grade six. And her issue is the books made it seem very simple and cool to medically transition to another gender. Her presentation was cut short by the school board's chair, claiming that it violated the province's human rights code. And again, just let the kids be kids. And by the way, it is not simple to transition medically to the other gender. And there's one of the big ugly secrets of transgenderism are the number of people who've gone through the process and regret it and wish they could go back. And, of course, they can't hear. Okay, now let's see. Over in Michigan, at the Plainwell High School, there's a student, David Stout, was suspended for 3 days for expressing his Christian beliefs and opinions in a private conversation with a like-minded student on school property and in private text messages outside the school with friends. And he has now filed a lawsuit against the school for his suspension. And, you know, I'm in agreement with him, you know, he's just in a private conversation. He should be able to talk about his Christian beliefs. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay. And apparently it's one of the things he said that got him in trouble was he said that homosexual conduct was a sin and God created only two biological genders, man and woman. And before being suspended, Stout alleges he was asked by a faculty member why he had not self-reported his sharing of religious and political beliefs with fellow students with school officials. So self-reporting, you're supposed to report everything that you do to the school officials. In any event, schools should have nothing to say about what students talk about outside those classrooms. We're talking about a private conversation and private text messages. It's none of the school's business what the kids are talking about. It really, really is not. And let's see, over at Princeton University, they have a recreational ballet club who recently got woke and denounced ballet as an imperialist, colonialist, and white supremacist art form. So my response to that is, turn in your tutus. Okay. Getting into guns and gun rights, I realize we're almost at the end of the show. And do a message here. Okay. Anyway, there's a proposed California law would require schools to collect gun ownership information about parents from the students, just like the Nazis did have the kids spy on the parents for them. Okay, we're at the end of the show here. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. It's going to be a replay of John Stadmiller, and so you might want to stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, please go out on social media everywhere and share links to republicbroadcasting.org and whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. We really need you to step up right now. And we'll have a safe weekend. Stay warm, stay safe, and we'll be back on Monday. So aloha, America.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.